Labour MP Susan Lamb is hanging on to her seat despite questions about her British citizenship. Leader of the House Christopher Pyne says the government would refer Ms Lamb's case to the High Court if she doesn't do the right thing and step down from her Brisbane seat. Mr Pyne says there's no way Ms Lamb can pretend she's not a British citizen. But manager of opposition business Tony Burke says the Labour MP has taken every reasonable step to renounce UK citizenship. He's told the ABC a process of mass High Court referral is the only sensible option.
Anybody who's under a cloud, we do them as a job lot, we refer them all to the High Court, and we let the cards fall where they may. We are completely confident of Susan Lamb's position, completely confident. We have deep doubts about Jason Falinski's. We have deep doubts about Nola Marino, about Alex Hawke, about Julia Banks.
But Social Services Minister Dan Tehan says Labor is unreasonably using Mr. Falinski's circumstances, which go back to the Holocaust and his parents fleeing Poland. He's told Sky News Ms. Lamb's case is quite different.
Her lawyers say that she is a UK citizen. That is unequivocal. She could be playing netball for Britain in the Commonwealth Games coming up. So I think Bill Shorten does have to take action there, and those circumstances are completely different to those of Jason.
I'm not sure what it is.
Question time in federal parliament saw a rehash of many of the key issues that dominated the closing weeks of parliament last year. The opposition leader challenged the Prime Minister to justify tax cuts to big business while increasing the taxes of ordinary workers. Mr Shorten says last year company profits increased by 20%, while average wages for Australians climbed by just 2%.
So why is the Prime Minister giving the top end of town a $65 billion tax cut while increasing taxes on ordinary workers up to $300 every year?
In response, Mr Turnbull had this to say.
He's probably the most anti-business Labor leader forever. This guy has declared war on business. He went to the Business Council Australia and told them they could expect nothing from him.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister has made light of Labor Party plans to establish a new corruption watchdog. The opposition leader says if Labor takes office, it will install a National Integrity Commission to look into corruption across the government and public sector. The coalition is as yet undecided on the plan. Mr Turnbull says Mr Shorten isn't the best one to speak on this issue.
He has blocked integrity measures at every turn, at every single turn. He fought tooth and nail to oppose the reintroduction of the Australian Building and Construction Commission.
But the Turnbull government's foreign interference laws have drawn questions from within its own ranks. Attorney General Christian Porter says some elements of the laws are concerning. The government wants to broaden the legal definition of espionage and make possessing classified information a criminal offence. Some media groups fear the move could criminalise the work of journalists. Mr Porter's told Sky News greater clarity is required.
I think that there are some areas where obvious improvements could potentially be made to the drafting. So the parliamentary committee process is an important process where journalists and other interested groups put their views about ways in which the drafting could be improved.
Latest news poll figures greeted the parties, with Malcolm Turnbull extending his lead over Mr Shorten as preferred Prime Minister, while the coalition narrowed the gap between it and Labor. The poll also shows half of Labor voters prefer either Tanya Plibersek or Anthony Albanese to Mr Shorten as opposition leader.